3 to what?
It wasn't even like a real countdown. I just skipped to it. Whatever. Let's see if this works.
Are you okay? I'm like, what is happening?
Wait, could you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Let's go. We got sound effects now, baby.
Would you just add it to the board?
Yeah, on the, when you press like media on the right, like I discovered this like yesterday. So I got these sound effects in here for yesterday. Let me see. You ready to go, man? I'm not going to replay it. Well, what's up? It's not March. It's April 17th, 2023. It's Weekend Weaves. I don't know what episode right now. You got your co-host, Alonzo. I'm here with my co-host, Jason. And we ready to go. We got a lot to talk about. You got anything to say, Jason?
No, not really.
Okay, we ready to go. Which one you want to talk about first?
I guess we can do Heavenly Delusion since you just watched the last episode.
Okay.
The show you said is like Rick and Morty.
The manga, when I first looked at it, it looked a lot like Rick and Morty. You gotta admit, like, the way their faces are shaped, like the circular, it kind of looks like Rick and Morty.
I'm not seeing it.
It's not a bad thing. Rick and Morty is a popular show. People like Rick and Morty.
No, yeah, I like Rick.
It's a funny show. But yeah, I just got done watching the last episode. Do you want to do a quick description? Yeah, Cliff Notes version.
You're apparently, what, like 13 years ago? Or how long ago did the incident happen? Basically, something happened.
I want to say 20 years ago or something.
Yeah, so 20 years ago, something happened. The world is like, it's not really a dystopia because there's like communities throughout and people are living normally. Like they have currency and forms of trading and everything. But it seems like a lot of technology was lost. Not a lot, but like the stuff that maintained current civilization, for instance, like street lights and stuff like that, like infrastructure things are like not kept up, but people seem to be living pretty normal from what we've seen. And then there's like these things called man-eaters, which I'm assuming stemmed from the event. And they're just like animals that are like mutant animals that eat people. And they call them man-eaters because they eat people. And some of them can go invisible. Some can like fly. It's just like crazy mutant animals that are around the world. And that's like the main threat. It doesn't seem like other people aren't really that big of a threat. But I'm pretty sure there are people that are like bad guys or whatever. Like in the first episode, the boy and the girl, who are the two main characters, or the boy and the boy in the girl body, are the two main characters. And basically they're just traveling because she is supposed to be delivering the other guy. She's supposed to deliver the boy to this place called Heaven. Yeah. And she doesn't really know where Heaven is, so they're kind of just traveling, trying to figure out where they have to go and where she's supposed to deliver him. But they come across these group of bandits, or not even bandits, it's like 4 or 5 dudes. It's they're like older guys. People, 3 guys, yeah. And they're trying to rob them for take their backpack and stuff. And then one of them was like, oh, it's a girl, which you can do with that information as you want.
He was like, oh, it's a woman. There's still some women out here.
Yeah. Like, so, but they seem like it was kind of weird because they tried to attack him, but she had like this proton gun. She named the gun after herself and she didn't even know if it was going to work or not. It like needs a battery to charge. She shot it and it worked. Then they were like, oh, okay, we're going to, you know, back off. And then they're like, hey, can you guys take us to where you're at? And so we can charge some stuff.
The boy was like whooping their ass anyway, though.
Yeah.
Like, he knew really like good. Kung Fu or something.
Yeah, he can fight. So they're pretty fine, but then they're like, all right, you know, you guys aren't that bad. And they're like, yeah, you know, we're just kind of, yeah. Then they go back to their place, and she charges the battery for the gun, and then she asks them for directions to like some place, and they tell her like Tomato Heaven, which isn't the heaven they're looking for, but it's just like a place where there's a group of people who decided to rebuild. Well, it started with a farmer who left and got some of his farmer buddies to cultivate the land, and they built like their own community. And they had to trudge across like the water on like a little, basically like a wooden plank. And they just paddled their way there. And apparently the water was infested with alligators. And they joked about that. The kid was like, the dude was like, what if there's alligators? This could be extremely dangerous. And then they got there safely, not seeing any alligators. But once they got to the place, the dude was like, oh, you guys came here by like raft? That's super dangerous. Like, it's infested with alligators. And dude was like, oh wow, see, I told you. And she was like, well, nothing happened, so we're okay. And then prior to that, they show a different perspective of two of it's like a class of kids in like a bubble, and their society seems to be a lot more normal. It's like robots and technology. They're not allowed to go outside, but it doesn't seem like they're trapped inside. It's just kind of like unspoken rule, we don't go outside. It's like a giant wall. And they're taking a test, and one of the kids taking a test got their test hacked into, and it was like, do you want to go outside? Like outside, not because they have outside, they have inside buildings, and then they're like outside, which is like a playground with grass, trees, and a bunch of other stuff. And then there's a giant wall, and he's like, do you want to go outside? And dude was like, yeah. And then he told another little kid, somebody asked me about outside. And then they start questioning about what is outside, but they all seem pretty smart. Some of them are smarter than others. And then like near the end of one of the episodes, might have been the end of the first episode, I guess like the freaking principal of the school in the bubble is like catches one of the kids going outside when they're supposed to be sleeping, and he's like, I want to go outside. And she was like, where did you find out about outside, or what made you think about outside? She was like, or the other kid was like, I heard it from this one girl, and she was like, yeah, she's pretty smart. I kind of knew she would figure it out pretty soon, like based on her test scores and stuff. So I don't know why they're hiding outside from him. I think they're trying to like develop some kind of thing. But that kid also looks exactly like the kid outside the wall who we were following in the first episode. Right. And then third episode, we find out that it might have been the second episode, end of the second episode. We find out that the girl is literally
just... Are those kids
just
like superhuman? Because there's some like really weird physical feats. Like that kid like threw a volleyball and then ran up to catch it before it hit the ground. And like somebody like fell off a big tower and like wasn't really
didn't
hurt.
Die. I don't think they're superhumans. They might be like engineering their bodies for something. But I'm pretty sure there's a sickness or a disease that like spread. Because you remember when she was going in the flashback, she was like, I need to find heaven. And the kid was like, what did she tell you? Like, where did she tell you to go? And she was on her deathbed, and she had a whole bunch of bruises on her body. And she was like, take him to heaven. And she was like, all right, well, that's my final mission. So I'm pretty sure he is probably a cure, or like has like some immunity to whatever that disease is. And he has to go in contact. I'm pretty sure that's his twin brother. They're probably related. And he's supposed to go there because you need both of them to create this vaccine or something. That's what I think is going to be the reason she's trying to take him to the other place or find that place, because they look exactly the same. And he also got one kid inside who's like seeing visions of what they're doing outside the wall in her dream. She was like, I saw somebody in my dream that looks just like you with a girl. And he was like, oh, really? Whatever. So I'm pretty sure everything is like connected.
And that kid drew like the fish with the arms in the third episode.
It's like a real thing. He's never seen it. Yeah, and it's a real thing from his imagination. So I'm pretty sure like all of it's connected. I kind of skimmed over the part where they like slipped out of inn and they fought a man eater, and the dude was able to grab, he touched the man eater and like shocked its heart or something.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then she like finished him. And then the innkeeper was just stupid. She was like, no, this is my son. It's really
that was
him.
So funny.
His conscience. You know, I thought she was legit. I thought it was true. Like, yeah, I thought it was true because she was like, he's protected me. Like, I feed him. But then they're like, it's probably only because he realizes people are only coming here because she owns the innkeep. And I kind of feel like she might have been feeding people to that thing, but I don't know. That was their hunch. But then it was like you had the guest list, but you didn't really know anybody's name and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't think she was trying to kill them. But then she like poisoned them or no, made them go to sleep. She gave them food that made them really sleepy. But I think I don't know if she was doing that to protect them, because then she went out to fight the thing. But it's like, if that's your son, why are you trying to fight it if it protects you? You know?
I don't know.
But it was pretty sweet. The fight scene was cool. Animation was great. That happened in episode 2. This is before they went to the tomato farm. And then in the third episode, they're on the boat because they're going back to Japan or Tokyo or whatever, because that's like where they were from. And there's like a community there. The girl actually was a kart racer. And one of the people in the farm was like, you look like this kart racer in the past. I used to bet on her a lot. She was super cool until she killed her brother. And then the dude was like, that's not her. They got different color hair, but they do look the same. And then they kind of just brushed over it. But then when they're on the boat going back to Japan, the dude's like, he basically tells her, like, you kind of made me upset the other day because you were like, I'm not really worth anything to you. I'm just cargo. And I thought we were like building this bond as like brothers and sisters, but he actually likes her more than brothers and sister. And then he tries to like kiss her, and then she's like, no, sorry, don't kiss me.
He definitely tried to go all the way.
Yeah, all the way. And she was like, no, I'm not, you know, this is not that. And also, I am a dude. And I was like, what? And she was like, I have I'm a woman on the outside, but I'm a man on the inside. And then I was like, okay.
But then I went to the comments.
When did this come out?
And then people were like, I saw some people, they were like, man, why'd I have to go and get all woke on me? Yeah, they were like, there's an agenda here. I don't like it. I'm about to drop this show.
And so I was like, I'm thinking, when did this come out? Not to say it's an agenda, but I was just like, you know, I mean, I don't care. But it's, you know, you can't say like, I don't know. Like I mean,
it's like a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was just surprised. I'm like, that's interesting. But then she explains that she's actually her brother. So it was a doctor. This is also a doctor that showed up at the inn, or she had a picture. She was like, yeah, I seen this guy. And basically what ends up happening, you go back in the past. It's like a flashback. And she has a little brother. The current girl has a little brother. And the little brother looks up to this one dude who's kind of like the leader of the orphanage. And then she is a kart racer.
He looks like the Cowboy Bebop main character.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a kart racer. And basically she races karts for money. It's like it's literally just like a kart.
Like drag racing.
If you go to a go-kart. Yeah, drag racing with go-karts. And if you win, you get money. And basically she was like the breadwinner for the orphanage and for like the people. But one of these races, it was a man-eater outside the track, but the man-eater could go invisible. And the little brother was like in a tower with binoculars watching the race, and he noticed that the man-eater was like invisible because the light was shining in a certain way. So it was like kind of like invisible but not invisible. And he was like, oh, it's a man-eater on track, I gotta go there. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, he's kind of stupid. He's very stupid. He has like this makeshift crossbow that shoots little nails, and it does like no damage. It could hurt like a human, like it wouldn't hurt them super bad. It wouldn't like puncture through their skin, but it probably would leave like a cut or something.
Maybe he was feeling confident because they said he killed one with that one like the other day.
Yeah, with that one before, when he really was just following along, and the dude was like, why did you come here? Like, you could have got hurt. You're like, you made me upset because I told you to stay and followed. You could have died. And then, some kids in park were like, oh, you killed the man eater with that. Just hyping his head up. They weren't even like joking with him. They were just like serious. And then the one girl was like, that dude's weird. He's super interested in his sister, but not in the way of like incest, which I don't know why they mentioned that. Like, I don't know. It seems like you're in a,
there's like
the world is ending. And I feel like your family is definitely something you should hold dear to you when anything can happen. But anyway, you know,
you keep reminding me of like all these funny parts, because the innkeeper also made a little comment about them being together and like incest is like not okay.
It was like, oh, and she was like, oh no, we just say brother and sister, but we're not related. That's what they said at the end. And she was like, oh, okay, okay. And then that's when the topic came up. And she was like, oh yeah, I don't think of him that way. He's just like cargo. I'm just dropping him off. He's not nothing more than that. And that's what made him upset. Not her brother, but the guy she's transporting to the other place. And so then in this episode, right, this all this stuff happens. She's racing, he sees the man eater. He confronts the man eater with his little toy gun and is like, oh, I can get it. I can kill it or something. I mean, really, all he had to do was just stand there and just tell everybody, it's a man eater here. Stop the race. Because that's literally what his sister did when she drove, finally got to that part of the track. But at that time, he's already dead. He shot it with a nail gun that was going to do zero damage. It did nothing. He was like, oh, that didn't even hurt it. All right, well, I'm going to take out my knife and run full speed and stab it in the face. Stabs it in the face. That also does nothing. Then it literally just eats him and eats half his body. It's nothing left but a torso, half his arms, and his head. And then his sister shows up and she's like, oh, it's a man eater here. And this is before she realizes the man eater is eating her brother. And then she warns all the other racers. The racers go back and like stop the race. And then she goes up there and she sees her brother. She pulls half his body out. And then I think the man eater just leaves. Or she crashed the her go-kart into the man eater. And then she like, that literally did no damage either, really. It did nothing because she just crashed and she was all cut up, and then her brother was still inside the man eater. And then she ran up and pulled him out, and then she was crying and stuff. And then she got shot. Somebody shot her. I'm pretty sure the doctor shot her.
There were gunshots, but like, I was confused by that. You think they shot her?
Yeah, I think she got shot, because how did she end up incapacitated too? They were both incapacitated when they were getting taken back to the to the hospital. Yeah, they were both knocked out, and the person was like, yeah, you and your brother, we could only save one of you, and if it wasn't for the doctor, you wouldn't even have been saved. You would have both died
because
you
were both in critical condition. I thought that she like, because there was a scene with people walking before they got to the hospital, I thought she like carried her brother to the hospital.
No, they were both in beds getting rolled into the hospital.
So who was walking?
That was just some nurse lady.
There was someone walking like outside, I thought.
But I'm pretty sure both of them were. Okay. We can check, but both of them were incapacitated because she got shot. She was knocked out because the screen went black. It was from her perspective, and then it just went black. Gunshots, and it went black.
Okay. But I remember the gunshots. I just didn't know who got shot.
And then they perform some like procedure, and it's a weird like vision. Her brother is like waking up and he sees his sister, but then he looks down and half his body is gone and it's getting like grabbed by the man eater. And then it's like a nightmare. And then it shows the sister waking up, and then like panicking, like, where's my sister? Where's my sister? And then he gets up and looks in the mirror. The girl gets up and looks in the mirror and he's like, what the heck is going on? This isn't my body. This is my sister's body. And pretty much from there, he's panicking. And then the people come back and he's like, oh, you're just under a lot of stress. You're waking up and you think you're your brother because he died. And, you know, it's super traumatic. You're just not thinking right now. And then some months go by recovering. And then once she's able to, you know, actually leave the hospital and look around, she finds out that the leader of the orphanage is missing. One person says he's dead. Other people are saying he just vanished. The doctor is also gone, who did the procedure a couple months back. And then the orphanage is no longer available because the person who was making the money, which was her from the kart racing, didn't have enough money to keep it going. So everybody kind of just left. And then also prior to that, the leader of the orphanage was investigating the doctor because he had suspicions the doctor was doing shady practices and experimenting on man eaters and humans to try to see if there's some connection or something like that. And so that's why they feel like the leader of the orphanage was like gone, because people were trying to go after him. And then the doctor also left because the doctor was getting investigated and they felt like the doctor was trying to kill the guy investigating. And then that pretty much ends the flashback, it comes back into reality, and the dude's like, "Ah, well, see, now you shouldn't like me because I told you all this stuff, and I'm a boy in a girl's body." And he was
that
like,
"That was all explanation for why this is why I'm a guy."
Yeah, and then he was like, "You expect me to just stop liking you from that? Like, you still look like a woman." And I'm like, "I mean, it is
he's
a
got
woman.
A point.
Yeah, like that is a woman. It just has a brain of a boy. It's weird." I don't expect him to stop liking it right away. I think eventually he will. And then he also was like, "Do you like the orphanage dude? Like, you said he was your idol." And he was like, "Yeah, it's not like that. I don't like him like that. He's just somebody I look up to." And he was getting jealous. And then some dude screams in the ship, like, "Oh my God, it's a giant fish." And they were like, "What? What are you talking about? It wasn't there." And then he was like, and the girl was like, "Yeah, it is kind of wet on the glass." And then the giant fish with hands pops up, and then the episode ends. So yeah, that was like a recap of all three episodes, and
yeah,
I guess 10 minutes.
There was a lot of weird stuff throughout the show that was like kind of off-putting, but like I liked it at the same time. Like one of them, now that I think about, when you're talking about how it's the brother inside the girl's body, like there's a scene in the end where he's like looking in the mirror
at his body.
Yeah. And then he goes to, like, kiss himself, and then the girl walks in. That was so confusing. I still don't understand that.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't understand why he was going to, like, kiss himself in the mirror.
Yeah,
but he's also in his sister's body.
In his sister's body,
So maybe he did like his sister.
Maybe he did like his sister. Maybe they're not really brother and sister, because they were in an orphanage. So they might not be really related.
That's true.
But, so, I mean, we'll probably find out more. And then it's crazy that the rumor is that she killed her brother.
Yeah.
And not that her brother died to a man eater.
That is weird. And then, because I thought that the Robin guy was supposed to be her brother.
Who, the leader of the group? The orphanage? I thought he was just like the, kind of like dad. Not the dad, but you know, like,
just older
the older brother to everybody.
Yeah. Cowboy Bebop brother. And there's just some weird stuff. And then there's that scene where the kid falls really far and gets back up.
He felt so weird. I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead. Because I thought that was gonna be like we told you not to, you know, not to try to go outside. Cause they were all trying to go outside now. I think.
Was he trying to go outside? I thought he just like created something.
I thought he wanted to see outside. I thought he was going up there to see if he could see over the wall.
I don't know. I thought he was just trying to like test out like his little invention and like just see how it worked.
But he didn't make it though. He just grabbed two things that clean the floor and stuck them vertically. He was like, "Let's see if it'll go up. How far they'll go up."
Yeah.
And then he got really high and then he fell off. And I thought he was dead. And then I thought the people were gonna come out like, "See, we told you guys not to. You know, only bad things happen when you try to go outside," you know, to kind of like make it so, we shouldn't, you know what I mean? I thought that's what it was going to be, but it wasn't. He just got right back up.
That was weird.
And then there's a door, because remember they were playing in the hallway and the ball went to the end of the hallway and there's a camera. And he was like, I'm just coming to get the ball. And then the robot was like, "Go ahead, it's okay." And then he grabbed the ball and just kept going. But he looked back at the cameras like, "What's behind that door?" Because that's where the adults are at. Only adults can go in there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. See, I wonder what the actual, like, event was. Like, we think it was maybe, like, nukes or something?
Like, nuclear warfare and then mutated animals. And
I wonder, like, is it the whole world or is it just Japan?
Yeah. If it's just Japan, that's crazy. Everybody's just like, "Don't go in here. You will get contaminated," and
that could be the case, honestly.
Yeah,
that's been
be
so many years. It's been like 20 years.
Yeah.
So maybe it's whole world. That would ease my brain a little bit if it was just the whole world. That was just under the same circumstances.
I expected it to be. I didn't think it was gonna be from like what I read for the show and like the setting. I didn't think it was gonna be so civilized.
I didn't either. Like with everyone seems so nice.
Yeah, everybody's honestly. Like, "Oh yeah, everybody's cool."
And like everything,
I'm pretty sure there's bad spots, but like they were like, Tokyo is still like a bunch of people live here. Like, yeah, you got to do odd jobs and stuff to get money, but people have farms, people got animals, people got, you know what I'm saying? Like, it seems fairly, like, obviously there's bandits and people that are doing shady stuff, but.
And, like, everything was messed up, but they still had, like, an orphanage and, like, a drag racing scene. And
yeah. I mean, people are going to find a way to find, to make entertainment. Like, you got to do something to keep your mind off the bat.
But, like, I'm just surprised that money is still a thing.
Yeah. But they were trading with batteries when they went to the inn. Like, I don't think money is, like, really a thing. I just feel like in certain places they still use currency, but other places really like barter and trade. Like, I got this thing, can I trade it for this? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say, just that.
Yeah. I like the show. It's good.
Yeah, it's been good so far, and there's some ancestral stuff going around, but I'm gonna let it go for now. I'm gonna let it go. And if you drop the show in the second episode because you thought there was gonna be like some trans agenda, then you might be missing out.
Yeah,
because that was really funny though. I went right to the comments right after I watched
because I was like, in my mind, I was like, no way. I was like, no way they're doing this. Not like I was gonna keep watching, but I, you know what I mean. I was just like,
all right. I just had to see what, if people were gonna say anything. I was gonna say something. This is funny. Yeah, and I agree with the kid. Like, I don't care if you're a boy on the inside. If you feel like you're a boy, I mean, I've been traveling with you all this time. I don't care. That just me personally. Also, it's a little weird too because how old is she? And that's another thing. She keeps getting his age wrong.
Yeah, he said 20, and then he was like,
"I'm 15 or I'm 20 or."
Because he was like, "Why is there a 5-year age gap or something like that?" Yeah, I thought it was only 3. I thought it was like 17 and 20. I thought it was like 3-year age gap.
It might be something like that.
Because he was like, if this happened at this age, you're 18. You're not 20. And he was like, oh, well, but I think he's getting his age wrong because he's going by his actual age, like his boy body age, because he was younger than her.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused. Like, I don't know how old.
So she's probably really like 20, and he's probably really like 17 or 18. And then the other kid, what did he say? He's like, I'm 17 or I'm 15 or something like that.
I think he's like 15.
Yeah. And then she was like, I'm too old for you. And then it's like, why didn't you say no then? You know what I mean? Like, or something like that. Like, why are you, you know what I mean? I don't know. Weird. Weird.
And that doctor's giving me Dr. Kano vibes from Tokyo Ghoul right now.
I didn't watch Tokyo Ghoul, so. Was he a shady doctor?
He's a very shady
Orochimaru
doctor.
Vibes.
Yeah, Orochimaru vibes for sure.
I do think he's sus because he was like, I don't want to take pictures. He was like, I don't want to take pictures. No pictures. When they were all taking pictures together, he was like, I don't want to take a picture. Like, bro, you've been rocking with us for like a long time. You know all of us really well. Seem like a cool dude. You're not going to take a picture with us. Come on now. So
yeah, he's shady.
I mean, maybe he just doesn't like to take pictures. But still, it's like, it was just kind of weird. He was like, no picture.
Now that you say that they were both like knocked out at the hospital, that kind of changes it. Because I thought that like she walked him to the hospital and then maybe like she asked the doctor to like do it. Mm-mm. Or like the doctor suggested it, like this could be a thing that we could do. And she like took it. Him. Yeah. But if they were both knocked out, then that's like completely different.
I think she got shot because it was just gunshot and then it went black. It was like, boom, boom, like, and then.
See, that changed black. It. What if he like shot her?
That's so what I that think. He shot her because I think he is experimenting with humans and man-eater stuff. And I'm not going to lie. I kind of feel like that the innkeeper's son probably consciousness probably is inside of that bird a little bit because like that vision when he was like half his body was gone. And the man eater was like dead behind him, but it was like connected to him. And then she was just standing there and then she turned around and then she woke up. I don't know. I feel like why would they do that? You know what I mean? So maybe there is a connection to if you get eaten by a man eater, your consciousness isn't fully gone or something. Or I don't know. That could be a stretch, but I think there is some kind of connection if you get eaten by a man eater.
I guess we'll see. And that lady in, like, that was like a really funny moment where she's like they really make you think like she, the man eater really
yeah, the
is
man
like
eater
on
was
her
her
side.
Son. Yeah,
and then it just like whips her, kills
yeah, and
her,
cuts her whole head off. And then the dude was like, "How can you not like not feel anything? Someone just died in front of us." But it's like, bro, none of that matters. Like, we either gonna kill this thing or we're gonna die too. So.
Well, she cried a little bit, or he cried a little bit.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to focus. I don't know. The doctor. That doctor is definitely a shady character. I feel like the doctor, like, ran up on him and, like, shot her and then used her to, like, do the experiment.
I feel like he put the man-eater there.
Ooh.
Like, at the end of the track, like, I feel like he unleashed it in the city. And he's the reason it was able to go invisible.
Sadie, man. I don't know. And then, like, is the sister just, like, dead then?
Yeah, I think she's dead.
Forever.
I think, like, she's fully gone. Unless her consciousness is stored somewhere else. But I don't know if he just took the boy's brain and put the brain in her body. Because
that's what I feel like.
Because she had, like, cuts around her, the top of her head.
Yeah.
So, unless her brain's just somewhere sitting in, like, You've seen Futurama, right? Where they got the heads in the water.
Yeah.
And they're still alive and they're just waiting to be connected to something. Unless her brain's just sitting in like a vat. You know. But yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. But I like this show though.
Yeah, I like it a lot too. It's really good.
Little brother was the moral of the story is don't fight monsters by yourself.
And
tell an adult.
Especially if you're not equipped to fight a monster by yourself. He had a lot of, like, I don't know. I just feel like that was really dumb. Like, when I see him go down there, I'm like, what are you doing? Because even if the people showed up, like, and the man-eater was invisible, you're on go-karts. Like, unless somebody just crashed straight into it, then okay, that could have been a problem because it's invisible. But I feel like they still all could have got away. You know what I mean?
And it looked like they're, like, were they even going to go in that part?
No, yeah, that was the part. She drove that way.
Okay.
And then she stopped because she seen the man-eater at the end of the tunnel. And she was like, oh, stop the race. And then a bunch of people drove back and stopped it.
Yeah. Poor kid.
You're still too weak. You don't have enough hate. And you know something? You never will.
That's just what I think of after he died. I'm just like, bro.
You asked for it!
Like you sound.
That was just dumb. That was really dumb. I'm just like, bro. I didn't even feel bad for him dying. Like, that sounds so
really
crazy to say, but I'm just like, I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
I thought maybe he would get out of it, but
you thought him stabbing in the face was gonna.
No, I thought maybe he would be able to get his arms out when it was like grabbing him at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
oh yeah, I didn't think that was gonna happen. I thought maybe his arms would just get like cut off or something. Like he would lose both his arms, but he would still survive. Like pulling out. But he'll have legs and a head and everything.
And then now that you think about, now that you say that, that's what's kind of weird about what was left of his body, because like he was in there like arms first.
Yeah, but remember he put his legs up to try to push out, kind of like when Vegeta was grabbing the android and pulling off his face. Remember that he ripped his arms off.
I don't remember that.
It was, if you type in Vegeta Android, I want to say it's like 15.
He rips off Android's face?
The arms of the Android. Android 16, maybe?
old 19's arms.
17.
Yeah, it says Vegeta rips off Android 19's arms.
Yeah. But like his arms, cause you know they suck and absorb your energy by grabbing you. The Android grabbed both his hands and was like pulling them, but he just put his feet on its face and then just pushed like he was deadlifting.
Oh, okay.
And then just ripped the arms off. So that's what the kid tried to do. Like he put his feet up trying to push off to get his hands out. And then his feet just sunk into the thing's face. And then that's why his arms and his legs were gone.
Okay, I see that. Do you want to talk, speaking of arms and legs coming apart and body dismemberment, do you want to talk about Hell's Paradise?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that show's really good, too. First episode, I thought was great.
I think I'm getting my episodes mixed up, though, with that one a
little bit. So, first episode, it was the Hollow, Gabimaru, the Hollow. He was just locked up, basically. And it starts with him about to get his head chopped off. And the dude swipes down with the sword, and the sword breaks on his neck. And he's just like, well, you didn't kill me today. Maybe you could kill me tomorrow. Because he's like putting on this front like he's ready to die and he has nothing to live for and he's content with just dying. But in all reality, that's not true. He actually has a lot to live for. He actually has a wife who he wants to get back. He wants to get back to, but he's been convincing himself that his wife is the reason he's weak and he's in this position. Because before that, he literally just killed people and he didn't really feel anything about it because that was his job. He's like an assassin. And then he married this woman and she's like, you know, killing people, it's okay to feel bad about killing people because it's not normal. And she kind of rubbed off on him and made him kind of soft. He still killed people, but he kind of started feeling bad about it. And then he was like, you know what? I want to stop killing people and I want to leave this place with my wife and just live a normal life. But he couldn't do that. So that's how he ended up in this position where he's locked up and he's in this jail because that's not okay. You can't just quit your job as an assassin. We don't, you know, can't do that. In the village he's from, whatever your job is, that's your job. Like, that's what you have to do for the rest of your life. And we find out at the end of the episode, he actually has a wife and he wants to live. And it's a girl who's an executioner who wants to be an executioner because her dad was an executioner. And she wants to be able to kill people without having them feel anything and being... It's kind of her thing is kind of weird. I'm not going to lie. Like, you don't like killing people. I know your dad was an executioner, but you don't like killing people. So why is this your line of work?
Well, that's why I feel like this show is mostly going to be about her rather than, I guess it's going to be about both of them. I feel like it's going to be more about her than him because like her whole thing is like, she wants to be a good executioner like her dad. But she doesn't necessarily enjoy killing people. Not that you have to enjoy killing people to be an executioner. Yeah. But, like, I feel like she doesn't, like, it's not even, like, a neutral. Like, she doesn't even like it, really. I feel like she's, like, trying to be, like, she has, like, this, like, crazy sword skill. She's gotten so good at this, like, her whole life. And, like, she volunteers to do it. Like, she didn't even have to get into it.
Yeah, she didn't have to do it. She's also the worst out of all of them.
Yeah, she's the lowest ranked, not even because of skill, but because of, like...
She just follows the rules too much, and she doesn't understand how life works, I feel like.
Yeah, and I feel like she's doing all this and putting all this hard work over her life to do something that she doesn't even like that much.
Yeah.
And so maybe she, I don't know. Maybe by the end, she won't. I feel like by the end, she won't even, like... be an executioner anymore.
Yeah. And then end of the episode, first episode, she's taking notes about this dude trying to figure out who he is. But she kind of knew who he was the whole time anyway. But she was just trying to figure out, like, why does he keep stopping the execution? Like, they've tried to cut his head off. They tied two bulls to each of his legs and had him run different directions. They put him in oil, lit him on fire. What else did they do? They put him on a stake and, like, basically crucified him, and none of it did any damage to him. He just walked out unscathed. But that's because he's like, he's bracing before all this stuff. Like, even though he's not fighting back, he's like bracing to not die. And she was just taking notes. She's like, why does this dude claim he wants to die and he's okay with dying? But every time he's about to die, he like protects himself in some way or manner. And then she's like, okay, I got it. You really want to live. And then she's about to execute him. And like, she's the final execution test or whatever. And she's like, all right, well, I'm the final person and I'm going to kill you. I'm going to chop your head off. And then when she goes to do it, he's like, whoa, I felt like she could have actually killed me with that strike after he dodged it. And she was like, see, I knew you didn't want to die, because if you wanted to die, you wouldn't have moved. I would have killed you right there. It would have been painless. And then she was like, you don't want to die because you have a wife. You love your wife and all these other things. And he's like, that's not true. Yeah, I want to die.
He told her that's at first, weakness. Like, his wife was like annoying.
Yeah, he was like, my wife is annoying. Like, I hate her and I'm glad I'm away from her. This is good. And then she was like, you're lying. That's not true. You love her and you miss her and that's why you don't want to die. And he was like, yeah, you know what? That might be true. and then she was like, well, the shogunate, the guy who put him in that position, the leader of his village, of the assassins, was like, you will be pardoned of all your crimes and you can live with your wife freely if you go find this elixir that's on this island where weird things happen and life is not natural and a lot of unnatural things occur. And we've sent people there before, but when they came back, they turned into flowers. So since you're super strong, we're going to send you there. And if you find the elixir of life, you will be pardoned of all your crime and you can live how you want to live. And he was like, all right, cool. I'm down. I'm down with that. Let's do it. Episode 2. Was it a flashback at the start?
I think it might have shown a flashback of the girls just like being a kid. I think it was just a flashback of her being a kid, the other kids not really liking her. I don't know if Jason's listening. I'm just going to say it for whoever would be listening. Other kids don't like her because her dad is like the leader of the executioners. And basically she's like this, outcast. I guess you'd call her a privileged kid in a way. But yeah, they don't really like her because her dad like cuts people's heads off and, you know, they're just like children and they're like, oh, your dad.
Yeah, your
like,
dad's a murderer.
Yeah. And even though it's like an official job, but like,
yeah, he's not just going out killing people. It's like these people are put to death and I just cut their head off in a manner so they don't feel anything.
But of course, it's just kids being kids. But yeah, they show that and they show her like growing up and executing people. But whoever's watching her, I guess her dad.
It's not a perfect strike.
Yeah, they're saying, he says like, you still have like fear in your blade. Like you still strike with like fear. So like the people that you strike like suffer when they die because you're not striking with confidence, basically. And I feel like the whole point of the story is her just like gonna be finding her, well, that's what she's trying to do, is find her confidence in killing someone. And she goes on this whole, she's going on this adventure voluntarily because she wants, I feel like, to find someone who she would feel okay
with killing.
Yeah.
Also, if you look into the knife or the sword, it shows it. One, it reflects her, and it reflects the person she killed, like what they felt in the.
Yeah.
And then after all that, you see all the other people who were given the same ultimatum, like to be pardoned from their crimes if they go find this elixir on this island. And this dude, bro, I'm not gonna lie, the guy, the leader of that village, is he was like, I want you all to fight to the death, and whoever lives can go on the thing.
Talking about the shogun?
Yeah, but that wasn't the same shogun. Like, the shogun for this village, the prison village. It's not a village based on prison, but he was sent to a different place and locked up. Because that's not the shogun from his village.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's not the same shogun that put him in prison.
So, wait, I thought that, like, the guy who's, like,
in the
jolly
blue,
or whatever, like, the bigger guy who's, like, the leader that all the guards are, like, protecting.
That's not the same. That's the shogun for that land, but not the same shogun who casted him out and put him in prison.
I thought that guy was just like the head of like the assassins or whatever, or head of the shinobi.
Yeah, but that they have their whole village is just assassins though. Like they're yeah, he's the shogunate for that village. Like that's what they do. They just kill people. Okay. Well, they assassinate people. And that then
But the big guy who they're all protecting, that is like the shogun of like the whole country, right?
I don't know if it's the whole country. I just think of it as like another village that has a prison. I don't know why they wouldn't imprison him in his own village, but maybe it is for the whole country. But
or I don't whatever think they really land said. Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever part or area that is. He's the leader. He's like the governor for that area. And the other dude's the governor for the other area. And so he's like, yeah, I want you all to fight for the death. And he was like, I haven't seen this in a long time. They're killing each other. And he was like, also don't untie your hands. So they're all fighting with their hands tied. And Gabimaru was just sitting there. He's like, well, this is kind of stupid. I don't even want to kill people anymore. So I'm just going to sit here and wait until everybody dies who needs to die. And then, you know, we can go about our business and I can go find this elixir so I can live with my wife happily. You know? And the dude, the jolly dude, is like, who's that sitting there still? And they're like, that's the Hollow. He's like, oh, I've heard a lot about him. Why isn't he fighting? They're like, we don't know, sir. And they basically forced him to fight. They're like, hey, you, stand up and fight. If you don't fight, then we're going to kill you right here now. And he was like, do I have to fight? Like, I think this is really dumb. I don't think we should really be killing each other. I mean, if the goal is to find the elixir, wouldn't it be better to have more people? And then they're like, we only have X amount of space anyway. So this is just expediting the you know, the process. And then he was like, okay. And then he sent one dude. He pointed at one guy with a rock. He was like, hey, you, go over there and kill him. And you'll get some special treatment or whatever.
We're like, yeah, and if you, whoever kills him can just go on the expedition.
Basically. Yeah, can just go. Yeah, no questions. And then he was like, all right, bet. I'll kill him. Picked up a rock. Went to go swing at him. He, like, did the Matrix. And he was like, all right. He's like, dude, why are you trying to kill me? He was like, because you heard what they said. You don't fight back,
and the
I'm
guy
kill
was
you.
Like, and the guy was like, why'd you dodge that? Like,
yeah.
Why'd you, why'd you do that? You didn't want to fight. Yeah.
You didn't want to fight. He was like, that don't mean I want to die. I just don't want to fight. And he was like, I really don't want to kill you, but if you're going to try to kill me, then I have no choice. And he was like, you can't kill me. And then he just like took his throat out with his hand or bit his like.
You asked
off.
For it.
And then he like, and then he just went on a killing spree, bro. Like he stabbed one dude through the body. He bit this dude's whole neck off, like his whole trachea just. And then like he sliced like through somebody's body
with like
his
hands and
with his hands tied up. And then he was just sitting in the water, and then the girl was looking at him like, what the heck, bro? Like this dude, I knew this dude was like evil or whatever. But then when she looked at the blade, she saw like he doesn't like killing people, but he just does it because he just endures it. Like he's not fearful of killing people. He doesn't like killing people, but he'll do what he needs to do, and it's not gonna affect his way of killing people. He just kinda accepts the like burden that comes with it. And then she was like, I have to get to that point. Like, it's okay to be fearful, but it's just about being able to accept the burden.
And she keeps having these like little visions of like black like creatures
dead
crawling
people
over
grabbing
her naked
their hands.
Body.
Yeah, it's dead people. Dead people just clawing at her body. And I'm like, all right, well, that's very unsettling. I can see why, you know, you don't want to kill people if that's what you see at night when you go to sleep. And then next episode, they get to the place. They're just walking. And I thought it was going to be a lot more dangerous. I mean, obviously, it's going to get dangerous. But the way they made it seem when the people that like literally went there and then came back as flowers, I thought it was going to be like instant.
I thought that too.
Instant death. But it was like pretty chill.
The island danger is like just now starting.
Yeah.
In the next episode.
And then the one guy, the giant, it was a giant criminal. He was like, I'm killing all the other criminals because that way I can just search for it myself and I got to worry about them finding it or something like that. And he's like, I wanted to try all my weapons on you. And this is like a monk who fell in love.
That dude was so funny.
With fighting. He was licking his swords and his weapons and stuff. And then he hit him. He didn't budge. He was like, oh, this will be fun.
No, wait, because remember before that, him and
they were
executioner
arguing.
Girl were talking because he was like, why are my hands still tied?
It's tied, yeah. And he untied him. And then she was like, you have to tie your hands back up. That's the rules. He was like, that makes no sense. Wouldn't that like limit my ability to find or fight anything that's about to come and get me? She was like, I don't care. That's the rules. Tie your hands up. And then he was like, no, I'm not tying my hands up. And she was like, I'll kill you right now. He was like, you won't kill me right now. She was like, yes, I will. And he's like, all right, I'll tie him up. And then in the middle of that conversation, he gets smacked with like a cannonball that the dude threw at him. And then the dude's like, ha, I killed him. That was pretty easy.
Gabimaru the Hulk.
Yeah. And then Gabimaru just stood back up. He was like, well, I kind of had to. He was like, I dislocated my neck, but I'm fine now. He like put it back in place. He was like, all right, I'm okay now. He's like, why did you do that? He's like, I'm killing all you guys because I want to find it for myself. Blah, blah, blah. He was like, well, you don't have to fight me. I'm not trying to kill you. Like, it's fine. I don't, you know, we don't need to fight. He was like, no, we need to fight. And so they fight. Yeah.
But then Gabimaru was like, he was like pointing at him. He was like,
yeah,
because
his hands are untied. And then the dude was like, she was like, why is his hands untied? He was like, I don't care. Like, what? We're on an island with, like, what do you mean his hands aren't tied? The rules are, nobody cares about the rules. As long as we get back with the elixir, they don't care what rules we broke. And then that's when she was like, what? That's not right. And then the dude was like, this was after the fact, but after they fought. And then he was like, see, that's what's wrong with you. You don't understand, like, the way the world works, and you're just too nice, and you follow. You're, like, too goody-goody. Like, you expect everything to be, you know what I mean? Like, everything to be.
Yeah. He's like, they don't really care about the rules as long as we get the thing that they care about the most.
Yeah. Like, by any means, really.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's not right. And he was like, yeah, well, whatever. I'm glad my dude is gone because now I can go back and I can get off this island. and, you know, my work here is done.
I'll be like, why even volunteer for this? Like,
And then this is after Gabimaru killed the dude. He actually just destroyed him, like, no effort.
He's like, are you some kind of pervert?
Yeah, he was like, why do you love your weapon so much? Like, what the heck? What's wrong with you?
Licking him all over. He had his armor was, like, sewn to his skin.
Yeah, sewn into his skin. And so he kills him. And then Gabimaru's like, well, you heard that guy. The rules don't matter. And if that's the case, I got to kill you. And then he starts fighting her, and he really could have killed her, like, way faster, but he was hesitant because he was like, I really don't want to kill her. This is the first time I think him wanting to kill somebody or his wife's, or him not wanting to kill somebody is affecting his way of killing somebody or trying to kill somebody. Because it was multiple times he could have killed her, like, multiple blows. And then eventually he, like, tired her out, got her, like, unarmed, and then he was sitting on top of her with the sword and about to, like, stab her. And but he, like, stopped and hesitated. And then she was like, I can see you don't want to do this. And they talk about it a little bit. And then she's like, you know, I thought you were a bad guy, but you're really not a bad person. You kind of were just, you know, like, just your circumstances, like, where you came from. Like, it was, you know, like, you were trained from birth to kill people as an assassin. So, you know, that's your thing. They talk. And then it cuts to another group. It basically cuts to all the other executioners. A good amount of them died, like, right away. The one dude who actually saved, or who was about to, like, kill the dude that tried to attack her last episode, we didn't talk about that really, but she got attacked by one of the people that were fighting to the death. He was about to cut the guy, kill him for her, because he was like, I know you don't like killing people, so I'll do it. And then she was like, no, I can do it. And he was like, are you sure? She was like, yeah, I'm okay. And then she killed him. The dude with, like, the blindfold. Well,
yeah,
the,
he was
the,
like,
the dude,
you shouldn't be here, like, the red-haired guy.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be here. Like, you're not cut out for this. And then it turns out he wasn't cut out for this, because he literally died as soon as he got on the island. He was like, hey, do you want some food? And the dude just didn't say anything. He just walked up to him and, like, smashed his head in and then just left.
He was, like, tying something to, like, a tree or something.
Yeah, maybe he was trying to keep track, like, so he doesn't get lost.
Maybe.
And then, so he died, and then a bunch of other ones died. It was a girl who was, like, a cannibal, like, a really good-looking woman. She's a man-eater, really. She seduces men, and then she eats them, because she's attractive. So she, like, enticed them with, you know, sexual acts and things of that nature. And then when their guard is down, she kills them and then eats their bodies. Like, what the heck? But she ended up dying because she tried it on one of the executioners, and it looked like they actually did something, but then she tried to kill him.
They were smashing.
Yeah,
and then he killed her.
And then he killed her, yeah, right after. He was like, yeah, you know, not my greatest. And then he just walks away. She died.
Not my proudest moment.
And then it's another dude. It seemed like him and his executioner was really cool. Like, they were just walking, but it was these like bees, but they had human faces. They didn't know that at first. He got stung on his hand. And then when he looked at it, he saw it was a human face. So he cut his hand off real quick because he was like, I got bit by something, you know, like, he obviously those people came back as flowers. So he's like, this shit just bit me. I don't know what that is. I got to, you know, cut my hand off before it goes to the rest of my body. He cut his hand off and then his hand turned to like flowers and stuff. And then he realized the bees are humans, or they have human faces. And then that's when a giant fucking thing just comes out, like it's like a giant, it's like Godzilla was just asleep, and then it woke up and stood up, and then a bunch of centipedes just start crawling. It's really like Kong Island, low key. That is place like is like Kong comparison. Island, because like it's a whole bunch of unnatural stuff and crazy things, and so then centipedes start coming, and then another giant monster shows up with Gabimaru and the other girl, and they're like, oh, we gotta like fight
legs
it.
Or faces or something.
Yeah, it was something crazy. And
something
then,
had like legs for eyes, I think.
Yeah. And so that happened, and then they were like, also prior to that, the reason he was about to kill her is because the dude said that you guys aren't the only people that are being like recruited to come find this elixir. Soon, like pretty soon, if it takes too long, they're gonna go to the assassin village where he's from and tell them, hey, or not even tell them. They're just like, hey, if they don't find it in fast enough time, we'll just go by, like, we'll do it ourselves, basically. And he was like, if those dudes show up, it's just gonna be really bad because they're gonna kill everybody and they're just gonna find it for themselves. And that's why he was like, I gotta kill you because you're a liability and you're slowing me down and you're wasting my time. Which is true. She is definitely a liability, and she's probably not going to help him. I mean, eventually she'll get better, but in the current state she's in, she's just a liability and making it harder for him to find the elixir. So, and then the episode pretty much ends. Also, another great show. I'm not going to lie. It's the spring and the summer animes. They got some heat. Better than the winter, for sure.
Well, everyone likes spring and summer better than winter.
Yeah,
winter was dry.
Bro, we had Trigun and Tokyo, or not Tokyo, Trigun and Revengers. Like,
I'm trying to think like what shows were even coming out. Like,
Blue Lock. We had okay. Blue Lock, but you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
That was really good. What else? We started watching the one anime, the Malevolent. That was really that was good too.
Yeah, that
was
good
too. Yeah, that was good too.
I'm saying like premiere, like,
oh yeah, nothing premiere like, without like
super
top.
Poppin' animes. Like the only one I feel like Blue Lock was one, and Vinland Saga, and MHA was going for a while, but
yeah,
still wasn't a winter anime necessarily.
Yeah, that was like fall. That came out in fall. Same with Blue Lock. Blue Lock was fall too, and it went on to winter.
Say nothing heats. And then nothing else that I know of is going to come out again until like June or July.
When does Bleach come back?
July, I'm pretty sure. I think Jujutsu and Kaisen Bleach come out too. In July.
Yeah. Oh, and Malevolent comes back too.
That's true. There you go. Malevolent's a sleeper though.
Yeah, that's a sleeper. I don't think a lot of people got that on their radar. That's a great show, though. Good show.
We are Hell's Paradise. That first episode was really funny when they kept trying to kill him. Yeah. They tried all his ways. Like, it just felt like a folk, like a mythical legend. Like, the man who couldn't be killed. Like, they tried to pull him
and
with
then,
bowls.
But the Shogunate is super strong, too. Because it was a flashback, too, in episode 3. When he was like, cut his guts out. And they stabbed him, and they, like, it was like he was displaying his strength in front of the whole village to let people know.
Yeah,
like
half his body was, like, burnt off.
Yeah, like, they cut his guts out. They were leaking out. He got stabbed through the chest and the stomach, and then he had arrows in his body, and he was just sitting there laughing, and everybody was just staring at him. And then also, Gabimaru was raised by the shogunate, basically, because his parents wanted to leave because they wanted to protect their son from this lifestyle. And the shogunate was like, I don't appreciate that. So I'm just going to kill you. And then while he killed his parents as a baby, he was like, see, that is weakness. Loving your kid is weakness. I'm like, bro, what?
Don't have enough hates.
I'm like, all right. Well, and then Gabimaru as a baby is just sitting there looking like, all right, I guess.
And, I see how he turned out, why he turned out.
Yeah. But I mean, he's not a bad dude, though.
No.
Now he's not a bad dude. I mean, before he just killed people, he didn't have any care in the world. He was just like, whatever.
Yeah, he was kind of just like, I mean, it's probably
he had no emotions. He was literally a killing machine, just a machine, like a robot.
That's the only thing he knew. Just raised to kill. Okay. I think it's going to get really weird from here on out, just judging by the last of the episode. And I get, like, stuff with, like, growths and, like, infections and stuff really gross me out. So I might be squinting my eyes a lot during this show because I can already tell there's going to be a lot of weird stuff. And that stuff just nasty to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was getting even a little grossed out when just the first episode, like, the guy with the flowers coming out.
Oh, the flowers on the boat. Yeah. Oh, they showed the dude episode two. We didn't even talk about that. They were like, this is what happened to this guy. He's still human, kind of, but.
He's, like, still alive, but he's just, like, a talking like zombie, basically.
Plant. Yeah, zombie plant thing.
That's nasty. I was kind of disappointed. I think the bandit leader died already.
Oh, the bandana guy?
I don't think he had a bandana. He had, like, white hair. He was, like, known as, like, the bandit king or something. But I think he died already. He didn't really have much of a talking part. I just thought he might have been cool.
Oh, they just showed him, right?
Yeah.
Like, all the top people. Was he with that girl with the purple hair?
He might have. Because
they were, like, some of them had, like, they were, like, they made alliances, and some of them made fake alliances to, like, backstab each other.
Yeah. Or maybe he didn't. He was the one. He was getting, like, choked by, like, this guy with, like, stretchy arms. He may have not died.
Oh, yeah. He didn't die. He killed that dude.
Okay.
He killed that dude that was choking him.
I thought he was gonna die. Maybe he didn't die. Yeah.
Because as soon as they landed, he stopped letting them choke him, and then he just killed them.
Okay. If I was an executioner, I would not have came on this trip.
Volunteered.
Yeah. I don't understand why you would come on this trip. I guess the guy.
But
did
remember,
say,
he
like,
said like, "Oh, if you come back with the elixir, you'll become the new head."
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why a lot of people came, because they felt like, "Oh, I can get a promotion. I can get in good graces and get a." I mean, which is a good way to get a promotion. Like, I don't even think that's not a fucking, you know how some people be like, oh, if I do this, I'll get a promotion. This is like legit. You're doing the top, like the hardest work ever. Like, of course you'll get a, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course you'll get a promotion. Like, if you don't, that'd be crazy.
I wouldn't go to an island. I see people come back and there's just like
flowers. Yeah, I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. I would be like that guy. I would have killed my
dude. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have killed my prisoner as soon as we landed.
Yeah, he broke the rules, you know. Couldn't help it.
Like, bye. I was also surprised that dude died so fast, the one with the red hair. That was her
friend. Yeah, I did too.
Whatever.
Maybe he's not dead. Or maybe he'll show back up because the island is, like, you know, magical or whatever. So maybe he'll be, like, resurrected or something. But not, like, be him.
Like, I wonder, like, how strong the executioners are.
Yeah, same.
Because,
I mean, she doesn't. I mean, she's a lower ranking one, but I mean, she got trashed by Gabimaru pretty quick. Like, he was,
but she's still pretty strong. And Gabimaru is probably like the strongest person in the show.
Yeah.
As far as we can.
But I'm pretty sure the other guy he fought, the weapon dude, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're strong as well. Because they all have their own folklore and they're known.
Yeah. I just think Gabimaru, I think it's going to be like kind of like a one punch man situation. Like, I feel like he's just like the strongest. Like, I don't think we're gonna see like a training sequence or anything in this show.
I mean, he doesn't need to train. Yeah, I mean, he killed 20 men before he was subdued.
Yeah, and he can like take it to prison, set himself on fire or something.
Yeah, he can use didn't he say ninjutsu? What did he say?
They said, I think they said Ninjutsu.
Yeah, Ninjutsu. And Ninpo
or whatever.
So, yeah. Man, but yeah, that show's good too. Great show. Time for Vinland.
Vinland episode 14, I'm pretty sure. I think a new episode came out within like the past hour.
Yeah.
But this is the one where. Let me try to remember exactly so I can jog my memory. This is the one where they Snake and the slave guy fight, right?
Yeah.
And they get him.
Yep.
That's Snake about
realized he was injured and took advantage of his like broken rib, hit him in the rib and knocked him out, and then they took him back to wherever they took him, locked him up, and they were like, "We gotta question you real quick." I think they really just need to wait for Kettle to get back because there's a bounty on him from the other people. Because, you know, he killed the slave owner, his slave owner, and his sons. So the uncle, the slave owner's brother, is like, I want him dead. You know, like, he killed my family.
I want him dead.
And so they're like, and he said he'll give us 3 horses. So, you know, but we got to wait for Kettle because Kettle owns the farm. You know, you can't just, it was on his land and we captured him. So I think they're just waiting for Kettle to get back to see what Kettle thinks they should do. And this is where I'm like, Kettle's going to let him know, hey, we got a war coming. 2, I don't like fighting, so I don't think you should turn him in because that dude was an asshole anyway, and he killed him because he was an asshole. So I don't think he's in the wrong, and they're going to let him stay, and he's going to fight with them. That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
And then also, Ironhide was kind of sad about the whole situation, and we find out she's pregnant with Kettle's son. Or baby.
Another L.
Oh yeah, another L for
for Einar. I was looking at the comments. We were like, dang, they did Einar dirty twice.
Yeah. But, I mean, she was maybe, like, I don't even love my husband anymore. That's not my husband. Because it's not like he's completely different. Like, you know, he's been through so much. That's not even the same person.
They
really
did show a flashback of, like, the village that they were at. And they said that their marriage was, like, arranged, too.
Yeah, it was arranged. But she was like, I still liked him, though. Like, he was
a nice guy.
Yeah, he was a nice guy. They had really, a kid.
Yeah. But it didn't really sound like she was, like, in love with him, per se, from how she talked
about
him.
I think she liked him, though. They had a happy marriage. And she was like, remember, she was like, don't go fight. I don't want you to die. And it's like, you know, what if you come back home or you don't come back home and then you leave me and our son, you know, he won't have a father and stuff like that. So she cares.
Yeah, but I could say that's all survival too. Oh, I mean, not God, all bro. Survival.
So you don't think, like, you don't think she had any love for him at all? No love.
The way that she spoke about him and like the performance that the voice actor made for her gave me the feeling that it was an arranged marriage. She likes him. He was a decent guy. He's a nice guy. They had a kid, as, you know, married people do in these times when there's an arranged marriage or whatever. So they had a kid. And, she don't want him to die because, I like you. You're a good guy. I don't want you to die. But, like, I didn't really feel like she was, like, in love with him, per se. Like, I don't want you to die. I don't want my kid to grow up without a dad,
fatherless,
but like I didn't really feel love. Like, I didn't want the kid to be
right.
I don't want the kid to be sad, you know. Grow up like Naruto, like, I don't want that, but like, I didn't feel the love, per se.
Yeah. And then the flashback happened, and this is when she was talking to, wasn't she talking to Thorfinn and Einar? They were sitting down at the table, and Einar was like, we gotta go get him. Like, we can go get him. Like, let's go. Don't you want him back? And she was like, Einar, sit down. Like, it's okay. And then that's when she told him the flashback, and then she was like, also, now I'm protecting my new kid because that got taken away from her. She was like, my son died, or I lost my son. I don't think he's dead. I think he just got, like, split up. Or maybe he is dead.
I feel like
You think he's dead? Because she was like, I lost my son to a pot because of a pot.
Yeah, I think like, I think that they probably killed her son.
I thought they might have just took him away and was like, all right, well, maybe. My baby now.
That's true.
We're going to raise him. So it could be either way. I mean, either way, he's gone. And so she's breaking down, like, the backstory and what happened and how, like, she felt like her husband went to war for no reason. Like, they didn't need to go to war. Like, we were safe. We had a good home. Like, we didn't need iron because it was iron in this part of land. But his friend was like, hey, this one dude's trying to take over this area of land and this iron. If he gets that, then he'll basically have, like, too much power in the area, which is understandable because if you give somebody too much resources, they can just rule the whole land and basically do whatever they want. And that was, like, the reason he was like, I'm fighting this war, because if this person gets too much power, then they can just abuse it. And he was like, if we win, not only do we get iron, like we become richer, but we also secure the idea of safety. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, when I look back on it, like, it kind of makes sense. But
creates a balance in the land.
In the land. And she was like, looking back, like, it kind of makes sense. But then what happened was, while they were gone, all the men left, which I think is, like, why would all the men leave? That makes no sense. Like, what the heck? It's just, like, women and children.
Like, in America, that's a lick. Like, we went to war and, like, all the men left.
Yeah. And everybody just sitting back at home. And
just all the old people. I guess older men probably stayed, but, like,
yeah.
Like, old, and so elderly people.
Viking showed up. Thorfinn and gang. Nah, not not Thorfinn.
Wouldn't that be crazy if it was Thorfinn?
It would be. That would be crazy. That would be crazy. But he would have to be super old. It could have been Oscar lad, low key. But
yeah.
Vikings, some Vikings show up. They pillage the land. They basically took all the children.
I was just thinking, though, like, imagine you're, like, on that crew of Vikings. Like, how much of, like, how lit that would be. If you were, like, on that Viking crew and you pull up to this land, you think you're going to have to, like, fight people.
Fight,
people
and
gonna
then
die.
There's nobody there.
And
but
it's
they
just
knew.
Women
they knew.
And children.
They knew it was just women and children, though.
They didn't know
remember
that
they were
before,
like,
they landed, did they?
Yeah, I think they knew. That's why they showed up, because they knew all the men had went to go fight. So they're like, all right.
Did they know that?
I thought
it was just coincidence.
Like, no, I think they knew. I think they knew. I think she was like, they knew all our men left, so they showed up. But that's what Vikings do, bro. They always go to places that are, like, they outnumber them, or they're, like, weak, and then they take over and just kill everything, take over, pillage. And they sold, like, all the kids into slavery. Because remember, her son didn't die. They took her son. They just grabbed him in the flashback, and then they walked away. And then she was sold into slavery to Kettle. And then, obviously, those dudes lost who went to war, because he ended up a slave, too. So they must have lost the war. They must have lost the war. And then they got sold into slavery.
Yeah, how did he become a slave?
So they lost. Yeah, they lost. So it was just an L all around. Like, you could have just sat at home and we would have been chilling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anyway.
See, look. I feel like that changed it a little bit, because I thought it was just a coincidence. Like, I thought they were just, like, going around, like, looking for a place to go, and they chose a place to land, and it just happened to be all women and children.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been, like, so fun.
Yeah, that would have been the greatest lick of all time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was like, oh my goodness, there are no men here.
So... And then after that, she was like, and now I'm protecting my new child. Because she was like, basically, she felt like what got stripped away was her motherhood. Like, she wanted to be a mom. And she felt like she can gain that. She wasn't able to protect her kid. And that was taken from her. But now she can protect this current kid that she has. And she was like, the safest place is here with Kettle, because I'm always in good graces because he likes me. And I don't think Kettle... Maybe he will keep make that kid his heir and give him stuff, but I don't know. We'll see. Kettle is he's a cool dude. I don't think he has is that old lady his wife? The head mat, the woman? Like, what is she to him? Because she was like, she smacked Arnhai, was like, hey, you got to do this work. And then she was like, she smacked her because she was cooking too slow or something like that. Like, hurry up. Like, the princess, not the prince, but the kids are here or whatever.
So that lady hasn't had any reactions with, like, his kids either. So, like, I don't know if that's, like, the mom or not.
So, and then we also get a flashback from the old master talking about how Because she was asking, like, should I wait or should I let the storm pass? Because she was basically saying, I'm going to let the storm pass and basically just, you know, once all this blows over, I'll be able to live happily with, like, on this farm with Kettle and everybody, and my son can, or my kid can grow up normal or have a good life, you know. And then the old master was like, you know, it's one thing about letting the storm pass. It still does damage, like, regardless of if you fight it or you let it happen. It's just a matter of what kind of damage does it cause and if you're okay with the consequences of not doing anything. And then he went to a flashback of his home because Kettle wanted to marry this woman, but somebody else, another person, I guess she wasn't from that area. She was from a different area where somebody else had, like, the most power. He liked her, and she was like, I want to marry her. And Kettle was like, to his dad, like, no, that's not, like, he can't just, this is my girlfriend, basically. Like, he can't just say, I want to marry that girl because he likes her. He don't even know her. Like, that's my girlfriend. And he was like, we got to fight for her. You know, like, he's just taking her away. And then the old master was like, you want me to fight over a woman? You want me to just, like, basically, like, basically, go to war everything, over go this to woman. War over this one girl. And he was like, because they weren't as well off as they are now. And they didn't have, they were still rich, but they weren't as, you know, as wealthy or whatever. He was like, yeah, it didn't make sense. And I didn't think it was the right thing to do. But that other guy was hated by a lot of people. So on the day of their wedding, it's so crazy because, like, the girl literally had nothing to do with this. She just got picked to be the girl to get, you know, to get, the dude just liked her. And he was like, all right, we can get married. And so day of the wedding, some people show up, crash the wedding and kill everybody. And then by the time that Kettle gets word of it, you know, like, it's too late. They show up and she's just dead on the ground. And he's, like, crying and sobbing tears because the woman he loved just died for no reason. And then not only that, but the guy who, like, had all the power died. So now it's like he doesn't even have as much power as he had anymore. Like, it's just open. I think Kettle and them took over that area or something like that. But, like, now that he's dead and everybody who was associated with him died, like, he doesn't even, his power is worthless. You know what I'm saying? So she just died for no reason. And he's dead as well. And so he was like, you know, the old master was like, I kind of feel, he kind of regrets not doing something. And he was saying,
he regrets not speaking up.
Not speaking up or doing anything about it. And he's like, that's one thing. If you let the storm pass, because that's basically what he did. He let the storm pass. He was like, you got to live with the consequences of not doing anything. And then she was like, she didn't really say nothing. She just closed the door and then went to go see her husband. See, that's why I think she loves him. Because why is she going to see him if she doesn't love him?
She wanted to clean up his wounds.
Okay, yeah, clean up his wounds. I'm not saying that. What kind of cleaning up of the wounds are we doing?
He got beat up. What you mean?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Like, she likes him, obviously. That's
doing some more than just cleaning the wounds.
That's I all. Didn't get that at all. I didn't get that interpretation. Whoa, buddy. I don't think that was what was going on.
Nah, I'm just joking.
I think she liked him. I mean, she likes him. I don't think she loves him.
If she didn't love him, she wouldn't win.
It's a crazy to go. Like, she got a crazy baby father. Like,
he's not crazy, bro. His wife is a slave, and he wants to break her out of freedom, and he was a slave too and treated poorly. Is that crazy? I don't think that's crazy.
It's not crazy. The way he went about it, kind of crazy.
Was it though? They were wasn't really playing bad. Bro, he didn't even kill the baby and the mom of the slave of his slave owner. He let him live.
But even she said that, like, that's not my husband anymore.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, things happen. He went to war. He lost. He became a slave. He was treated terribly. And now he's trying to find his wife. And he doesn't even know that his son is missing because you didn't say anything when he was like, me and you and him can live again. And then she just kind of sat there when he mentioned the name of their kid.
Yeah. She probably has no idea where the kid is.
Yeah, she doesn't. She just knows he's gone. And she doesn't want to say that to him. Because she probably is scared that he'll snap even more. But I don't know. Episode was good, though.
Do you think that someone will show up this episode? Do you think either Kettle or...
I think Kettle and them will get there.
Okay.
Because it's been some time. Because remember the old master was sick and some time passed. He lost his legs. And he also said, like, you guys think I'm senile. I can't walk, but my mind is still here. Like, I'm completely functioning. It's like I'm not just some crazy angry old man.
I'm not a vegetable.
Yeah, like, I can't walk, but I can think. My brain is fine. And so, yeah, I think they'll show up. I think it'll start with, maybe it won't be, maybe nobody will show up. I think it'll start with Arnhide going to see, what's his name? It starts with a G, right?
Who, the slave guy?
Yeah.
Is it like Gilbert? Nah. Gamor?
Gator?
I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, like Gator or something. Like
yeah. So yeah, I think it'll be a good episode.
Okay. That's all we got for this week, then. What was your favorite episode out of all those?
Favorite episode? I would probably have to say Heavenly Delusion episode 3. I liked it because it added a lot of depth to the story, more than I anticipated.
Okay. I say for me, probably Heavenly Delusion episode 1. Just because I really like the introduction of the characters. And that's the same episode where they were at the end, right?
Yeah, or episode 2 is when they got to the end at the end of episode 1. But it started with the end episode. Or no. Yeah, you're right. At the end of episode 1, that's when the bird shows up. And the innkeeper has a shotgun sitting in the bed.
Okay. Probably episode 1 and like beginning of episode 2 then, because the innkeeper thing was interesting too. So yeah, best animation,
probably Hell's Paradise.
Probably episode, even though it wasn't. I feel like the best animation I saw with Hell's Paradise was when was the third episode when Gabimaru and the executioner were like fighting with swords.
Yeah. I will say, Heavenly Delusion, when they fought the man eater with the bird one, that was good animation too.
Yeah. And I like when they were racing on the go-karts.
Yeah, on the track. Yeah. Street.
That was all right. What about moment of the week?
Moment of the week. For me, it either has to be when Arnhide says she was pregnant with Kettle's baby, or when the girl was like, I am a man in a woman's body.
That was probably my moment of the week.
I was like, what?
That really caught me off guard.
I didn't think, like, of all the things, I didn't think that's what was going to be the reason.
And then, oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, would you be with a slave girl who had a kid with a master?
No, we talked about this. I already told you, I just find a free woman. And then you find out she was married, which is crazy. Then you also find out she's pregnant with the, like, what the heck? Like, what?
She got
what?
A lot of baggage here.
Yeah, a lot of baggage. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not worth it.
If you were,
and Einar's still riding for her, though. But not like true. That. He's like, all right, you know, you want to get back to your husband?
Yeah, he's very nice about, he's like being very cooperative about getting her back to her husband.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't really want to be with her that much.
I mean, he did, but I'm pretty sure he's like,
he just lost hope.
Yeah. And then when he finds out that she doesn't even want to be with her husband anymore and she's pregnant with the owner, he's probably like, damn. All right, well, that's like
all
even
these
worse.
Twists, all these
it's
twists
like, it's
turns.
Like, so if you weren't, he's probably like, so if you weren't pregnant, you probably would get with me if you were to become free. Because you don't even see your husband as your husband, but you're pregnant. So he's like, damn, that's tough.
If you're Kettle, do you do you keep the kid? And like, okay, if she has a kid with
that's
Kettle,
what I'm saying. How do you know Kettle even gonna appreciate that kid? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a slave baby. That sounds insane.
a slave baby.
But you know what I mean? Like,
that's a slave baby.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine. You just can't get into
it. I don't know, bro. It depends on how he, you know what I'm saying? How he.
Like, that, I see what you're saying, though. Like, does that make Arnhai, like, is the baby a slave or is it a free person?
I mean, it's the owner's baby. So I'm pretty sure, you know, like, it's I like, mean, shit like this happened during. Like, it would it just be a house slave at that point? You know what I mean? Like, but he doesn't treat his slaves bad.
He doesn't
bad.
Really do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't treat his slaves bad anyway. So
I don't know how citizenship would work with that. Yeah. And, like, if she gives birth to, like, a free baby, does it make
I mean,
her
he
free?
Owns her, though. He owns her. And that's his son. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Would that make her a free woman, or is she still a
no,
slave?
No, I think she's still a slave, but.
I guess we'll find out. If she even lives. I could see her dying, honestly.
Yeah, I could, too. I could, too. I could see her dying, too.
But, all right. Twist. That's about all I got. You got any final thoughts?
Nope. I think this will be another great week of episodes. I already watched. I think you'll like Demon Slayer a lot. Not gonna lie. Season 3.
Is there a time skip?
No. Well, 3 months.
Oh, okay.
From season. Well, there. I think there will be a time skip because they train, but they don't show the training. It's like they train for a year, and it just shows like a quick compilation of them doing work, and this is before they go with to the entertainment district. So, like, they, all three of them train. Zenitsu, Tanjiro, and, I forgot the other guy's name.
Inosuke?
Inosuke. They train for, like, a year.
We're at the part right now. They just got done, like, the, I don't know if his name is Goyoma or whatever. They just got called by, like, the crow. Like, hey, like, bring Tanjiro and Nezuko to the place, whatever, the Demon Slayer Corps or whatever, because the Butterfly Girl was like trying to kill Nezuko.
Oh yeah, okay. And
so that's where we're at. All right, man. Guy gone.
And Tanjiro, he's showing more than just I want to save my family. You'll see.
Okay,
there's more depth to it.
That's fine. I like Tanjiro.
No, you don't.
I do like Tanjiro.
You lied. You're lying.
I like him. He's okay.
You just said you don't. You're lying. I have the text. I have the receipts.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. That was 3 years ago. I like him now more than I did before.
Okay.
That's fair. I still don't like him more than Deku.
He's better than Deku.
But I like him.
Definitely better than Deku.
He's net
more
positive.
Realistic. He's more realistic than Deku. Right. He's better. He's better than Deku.
He's realistic, but he's got some big, like, big plot energy.
Like what?
Tanjiro so far?
Yeah.
First of all, how does this, the lowest level of Demon Slayer, how did this man find... Kill. No, how did this man find Michael Jackson that fast?
He has crazy sense of smell.
But, like, the whole Demon Corps is seemingly... supposed to be after this guy. Like, he's like the king of the demons. And how does Tanjiro just pull up on him casually?
Oh, in the town?
Yeah.
But he didn't pull up on him. Remember, he was there and he just smelled him. And he was like...
Well, he was looking for him, wasn't he?
He showed up there. I don't know why. I mean, obviously he's looking for him, but he showed up there like a pit stop. He wasn't there I tracked down Muzan.
It was a coincidence.
It was a coincidence, yeah. It was a coincidence.
I thought he found him. Like, he was looking for him, and he, like, found him.
Yeah, it was just coincidence. And then he smelled him, and he was like...
Okay, that makes sense.
That's Muzan. and then he walked up. Because remember, then Muzan, like, stabbed somebody and turned him into a demon, like, real quick. Like, cut their neck.
Yeah.
And then that made, you know, Tanjiro had to obviously kill the demon. And then Muzan just... And Muzan has a whole family and a kid.
Yeah, human family.
Yeah.
But I was just like, how does this kid, how does this lowest level Demon Slayer just pop up on the final boss this fast? And then obviously he gets away and they don't actually fight or anything.
Yeah.
But I was just like, bro, how did he find him so fast? I feel like the whole Demon Slayer core is trying to track him down. Also, Tanjiro, he still got to show me something, man. Because actually, like, his whole crew got... No, that's not true. Senetsu won. But...
You saying they never won a fight?
Tanjiro has won fights. I'm going to say that.
He's won multiple.
Yeah, he's won multiple
fights. He killed the drum dude.
And that guy used to be a 12... Kitsugi, yeah, whatever it is. He used to be one of them, but he's not no more, obviously, for good reason. Yeah. But yeah, Tanjiro still got to show me something. Because he definitely was not going to beat that the spider kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but he wasn't supposed to. Like, bro, you even said it. That would have been crazy plot armor if he won.
Oh, for sure.
So that's realistic.
Yeah, it's realistic. And he got a lot of help, too. But, like, I'm just saying he got to show me something still. I don't want every, like, big boss to get beat by, like, one of the
my groups,
best
my
people.
Team. Well, I have some bad news for you, my friend.
What do you mean?
Every time they win, it's going to be groups of people fighting a demon.
You said Sandro don't got any solo wins?
Nobody has solo wins.
No, I would say, what's his name? The boring guy. Isn't it Goyama or something? The water breathing. The boring guy.
The water breathing dude. Who's his solo win?
He beat the spider kid like 1 second.
Oh, yeah, but he, okay. He's the number one Hashira. Like, come on, bro.
He's number one?
He's top.
I'm about to say, I know he's like one of the best. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want every like big boss to get beat by like one of the best. Like, I want Tantra.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
Okay.
But I thought you were saying like solo wins, like, and most of the wins aren't going to be solo. I'm just going to tell you that. Like, that's, it's because the demons, you know, the demons are extremely overpowered.
Yeah.
Like, it's no way you're just, unless you're just that guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like that guy. Like, he just like killed him in like
You'll even see. Rengoku fought number three.
Like the number he's three demon?
Yeah, the number three demon. That's in the movie. Yeah.
And then the butterfly girl, who'd she kill? Or she didn't kill anybody, did she?
Yeah, she didn't kill anybody.
She just killed like the little girl runaway.
This isn't really a spoiler, but basically the demon that they kill in the entertainment district, I mean, is that really a spoiler? I mean, you kind of can assume they fight and beat somebody. Is that a spoiler?
I mean, yeah, they're gonna fight and beat somebody. It just don't tell me if anyone dies.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell you that. But basically, it's been 100 years since an upper rank has died. An upper rank demon.
Okay.
So that just lets you know, like, the demons don't really, they've just been running, like, they can't, you know, they can't beat them. They're just too elite.
Like, the demons can't beat anyone, or the humans can't beat
anyone. The humans can't kill the demons. Like, the upper six it's been 100 years since the upper six has died.
Oh, okay. Because, like, that was part of the reason I was like, what's going on? Like, how did they not beat the demons? By how easily that dude beat.
But that was a lower rank. That was a lower.
The lower 12.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, the lower compared to the upper is night and day.
It's just a big difference.
Yeah, it's a huge difference. Like, the lower, remember the dude? They were just swapping out the lower. Because the other dude was a lower. The drum guy?
Yeah.
And he fucking trashed him.
Yeah, but he got kicked out for a reason. I feel like the kid was way stronger than the drum guy.
Yeah, the kid was way stronger. But the upper, like the lower, it's just like whatever. Like, I feel like they get swapped out a lot.
It's just the bench. It's coming off the bench.
Literally just the bench. The G League.
Oh, That makes more sense. All right. But we'll talk about Demon Slayer some more next week. It's been.
But once you finish season one, you can just watch the movie.
Okay.
Watch season one. Watch like episode one, and then two, and then watch, and then start the movie.
Okay. Season two, first two episodes, then movie.
Yeah.
And then that's everything?
Pretty, not the whole season, but everything for the Mugen Train arc.
Okay. All right. But yeah, so in the episode.
Or, I mean, what you could really do is watch the episodes, but when they start fighting, watch the movie. The movie fight is better than the episode fight.
Okay. It's not like a Boruto type thing where the animation is different, or the animation is different.
It's better because you know it's movie production.
Yeah.
But you've seen like the clips of Demon Slayer, like the regular season animation is good too, but it's movie level. So.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for it. I've enjoyed the season so far, and I feel like I'm watching it with my girl, so we're watching it in dub. So it's a little different from the Japanese version. But the dub isn't too bad, and I think the voice actors are pretty funny. But she doesn't like Inosuke, though. That's okay.
Why, he screams all the time?
Yeah, he's... You know, her main complaints of the show are... And I would say the same thing. The inner thoughts of just, like... The characters, mostly Tanjiro talking to himself so much. Yeah, like, he like narrates everything.
But you know, it's like all the anime tropes. I was just watching a video of people. They were anime haters, but they reacted to Attack on Titan and now they're anime lovers. And then they were like, we tried Demon Slayer. And they like the animation. They like the world. They like the story. But they don't like the stereotypical anime tropes, like the inner monologues and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Tanjiro just goes on like literally like tangents. Like, he'll be like, if I jump off of my right foot to the side or to the left, the arrows are coming at me from the top and the bottom. And then, if I slice through right at this moment and use my third form of breathing that Master blah 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 taught me, then I'll be able to reach them. It's just, it is a lot, but it's, I like it though. I like Inosuke. It's my guy. Is it that too? I like both of them more this time around. I like everyone more this time around than last.
You were just trying to be edgy.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. But it's the end of the episode. Yeah. It's the end. It's the end of the episode. It's been a week in weeks. It's a funk flex bomb. It's a...
Oh, it's a bomb?
It's Wicked Weeps, episode 24, I'm pretty sure. April 17th, 2023. Gonna be back again next week. Talk about some more Demon Slayer, Heavenly Delusion, Hell's Paradise, and Vinland Saga. And yeah, thank you for listening. We're about to be out of here. Peace out, man.